So Krishna, he exists in the Mahabharata, or Valmiki exists in the Ramayana. Doesn't the author exist in the book? Yeah, see, there are different kinds of books. Now, if it's an autobiography, obviously the author has to be there in the book. The author has to be there throughout the book. But if it's a history, then if the author was a character in the period of history being depicted, the author will be there in the book. But if it is either a history in which the author did not exist. Say, if somebody is writing a history of the 18th century and they are writing in the 21st century now, then obviously they can't be there in the book. If somebody is writing a fiction, then they can't be there in that book. So it depends on what kind of book we are writing. And now, specifically, the point of the example of a book which I gave over here is different. The context is different from that context over there. The context there is that Valmiki, how did he know about the Ramayana? Because Valmiki was contemporaneous. So Valmiki was there and Valmiki interacted with Rama also. So in a sense, that storyline has Valmiki as a character over there. And when we say that God exists outside time and space, whether it is Krishna coming in the Mahabharata or Krishna coming in the Bhagavad Gita, see, one of the principles of the Bhakti tradition is that God, although God exists outside time and space, that does not mean that he's forced to always exist outside time and space. From outside the fabric of time and space, he can also enter into this fabric. And that is the whole concept of avatar. Avatar means avatarati, avatarati iti avatar, one who descends from a higher level to this level. So although God is infinite, he comes within this finite realm. He comes with a finite form. So that is also, if we say that God is omnipotent, and you say, oh, God is infinite, so he cannot come in this world. Well, then how is he omnipotent? He's omnipotent, he can manifest in this world also. So Krishna was on the lap of Mother Yashoda, but when she asked him to open his mouth, showed the whole universe. So although he is within the universe, still the universe is within him. That is his extraordinary ability. So God can manifest within the fabric of time and space. But that doesn't mean that he belongs within that time and space, within that fabric. He manifests over there and he becomes unmanifest from there. And he has his self-existence beyond this world, eternally. Okay? Thank you. Good question. So